Greetings and welcome. Today's subject is, I suck at meditation, and so should you. If you're thinking about trying mindfulness meditation, I'd like to share with you some of my experiences. I decided to try this as a way to reduce stress, and for me, the practice has been nothing short of life-saving and transformative. I'd also like to express the high degree of skepticism I had when I was first introduced to the idea of meditation, and also mention that nearly every preconceived notion I had about it was wrong. If you decide to give this a try, I'd encourage you to put aside your own preconceived notions, but you're invited to remain skeptical. Introductory programs, like the short 10-part series we offer on our website, are a wonderful opportunity for you to dip your toe in the water to see if this meditation stuff is a good fit for you. For many of us, the notion of sitting and doing nothing for several minutes is pretty unpleasant. Trust me when I say that I understand this aversion. In today's world, a simple trip to the restroom can be preceded by a frantic exercise in locating our smartphone. I'm beginning to wonder if some of us have become incapable of evacuating without some form of high-tech distraction. A recent study demonstrated that many people would rather administer painful electric shocks to themselves than sit in a room with nothing but their thoughts to entertain or perhaps torment them. I first started meditating in 2008, a year I spent out on medical leave from my job as an airline pilot dealing with anxiety and depression. Mind you, I didn't start meditating right away. It wasn't until 9 months of cognitive therapy and having my psychologist pronouncing me cured. I'll grant you that some anxiety is a normal part of being human. But when I went out on leave, mine was pervasive, or what they call generalized anxiety disorder. 9 months of therapy sessions had done wonders for me, but I didn't quite feel cured. At times, I still felt anxious and stressed, but my therapist was telling me that modern psychology had done all it could. I began researching alternatives to traditional mainstream medical treatments with the condition that whatever I tried had to be backed up by scientific research. Like many of you, I've got no patience for miracle cures, pyramid power pushers, or the notion that 3 kale smoothies a day will solve all my problems. 10 years ago, mindfulness meditation was gaining respect in many areas of treatment and performance enhancement, with hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific studies showing measurable benefits. Since then, more than 3,000 new scientific studies have been done around mindfulness meditation practice, with very encouraging outcomes. So, reluctantly, and with tremendous skepticism, in the fall of 2008, I gave meditation a try. At first, my expectations and preconceived notions were verified, and I absolutely sucked at it. I thought it was stupid, boring, and a waste of time. It's probably a good thing that administering electric shocks to myself wasn't an option back then. I was fidgety, I didn't think I was doing it right because my mind kept zipping all over the place, and I didn't see any significant results in the first few days. But I was determined, or as my wife would say, stubborn, and I stuck with it. After a month of daily meditation practice, I noticed something. Actually, the absence of something. I no longer experienced those periods of anxiety or stress, and I found myself in better and better moods. Things that used to piss me off didn't bother me so much, and I was even sleeping better. Turns out, I was doing it right after all, and sucking at it, that is, having my mind wander off constantly and trying to bring it back, is actually how mindfulness meditation is done. I've had a regular daily meditation practice ever since, and not only do I look forward to it, I consider it more important than brushing my teeth. After all, would you rather lose your teeth or your mind? I grant you that not everyone will have the same experience or results, although I'm pretty confident that you'll suck at it too. Especially at first, and that's great. I've seen folks who took to it faster than I did with even more impressive outcomes, and others who didn't find it useful or just gave it up after a couple of sessions. giving up on meditation because your mind wanders off and you have to constantly bring it back is like giving up on weightlifting because it's repetitive and makes you sweat. Meditation is a form of yoga. It's exercise, and you don't expect to come back from the gym after the first day and see any significant change in flexibility or looking in the mirror. The short series we offer is an opportunity to give it a try, but it only works if you do it regularly. So, what's the best time of day to meditate? Andy Puddicombe, the developer of that very successful Headspace meditation app, suggests people meditate first thing in the morning. It ensures it gets done, gets rid of grogginess, and helps you stay mindful all day. He also suggests that sitting in the same spot, practicing at the same time and in the same place each day, will reinforce it becoming a healthy habit. Now, that's all good advice, but for those of us who travel regularly or have irregular schedules, this can be tough. When you meditate will be up to you. If you can do it first thing in the morning or at the same time every day, fantastic. The time of day I meditate varies based on my schedule, but I rarely miss a day, and when I do, I sure feel the difference. So, why should you meditate, and what does it do to reduce stress, improve on-task focus, and resilience? Our modern lives are busy with very little intentional rest and recover time, except at night when we try to sleep. And frankly, many of us don't get good quality sleep, or at least enough of it. One of my meditation teachers often says that many of us need sleep more than we need meditation. Whether you're driving in traffic, walking a city sidewalk, being bombarded with advertisement, negative news stories, social media, earning a living, and so forth, we spend a great deal of time with our attention being dragged around. Our awareness tends to get monopolized with activities, things, and people wanting our attention. Some pose potential risks. Others want our money. Some are opportunities, things we want. Others are things we don't want, and so on. This creates a busy, agitated momentum of mind. And at the end of the day, we're supposed to turn that agitated mind off like a switch. It's not easy, is it? A lot of our difficulty begins with getting caught in repetitive patterns of thinking, frequently negative or critical, which leave us distracted, worrying, feeling agitated, stressing out, or just plain anxious. These negative patterns of thinking then have a physical impact, releasing cortisol and adrenaline into our system, increasing our heart rate, blood pressure, and a host of other effects. We don't do this on purpose. We do it on autopilot. Basic meditation practices draw us out of our habitual, stressful, autopilot modes of thinking and into a healthier, relax and recover mode of being. Do it regularly in this new mode of being is where we spend more and more of our time. Think of your agitated mind like one of those snow globes with all the little white flecks of plastic floating around. But this snow globe can get agitated by thinking as well as motion. Meditation is an intentional practice of setting that globe on the shelf for a little while and letting the snow settle so we can see what's in there, stirring things up. It's an exercise in paying attention. It's not about zoning out or relaxed bliss or even trying to stop our thinking. And by regularly going to our gym of awareness practice, our agitated, reactive mind begins to behave, which in turn creates a less agitated state of being. We become mindfully aware, which is a naturally more relaxed way of being that also leaves us better able to focus and more resilient in the face of adversity. As an airline pilot, a big concern of mine when I started meditating was, will I lose my edge? Will meditation turn me into a blissed-out, complacent pilot? On the contrary, one of the many benefits of regular mindfulness meditation is improved attention and concentration, what we in the airline industry call situational awareness, or SA. Other benefits include a reduction in ruminative worry, healthier and more enjoyable relationships, and improved discernment. This is why professional athletes, Formula One driving teams, fighter pilots, Military Special Forces units, corporate executives, and many others are adopting this particular kind of meditation practice. Since I began doing this, my relationship with stressful situations has improved tremendously, including remaining calm and exercising good judgment in the cockpit when things go wrong or an unexpected emergency arises. The program of 10 talks and guided meditations we offer is a good introduction that will, hopefully, allow you to see some benefit in as little as 10 days. And as long as you keep sucking at it, mind wandering, realizing it, and returning to the sensations of your breath in your body, then you're doing it right. Since you are listening to this, it's a safe bet that you're interested in improving some aspect of your life, like reducing stress, improving attention and focus, or resilience. Congratulations! The door to overall wellness has been cracked open. Don't let it slam shut. Give this meditation stuff an honest test drive for 10 days. Consider it yoga for the mind or mental floss. If you feel that your stress level actually increases when you meditate, feel free to contact us using the link on our website. A different strategy might work better for you. If meditation is helping and you'd like to take it further, consider doing a full 6 or 8 week program and joining one of the many sitting groups available throughout the area. We have sitting groups that meet regularly in Sarasota, Northport, and Punta Gorda. So, once again, welcome, and thanks for listening. I hope you find this useful.